Shalom. Welcome to Easy Introduction to the Rambam. This is Season 2, Episode 6. We will be starting with Hilchot Deot, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. So we are in Hilchot Deot of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. Here we go. Kol ha-noeg min ha-gzeh, lo dailo shikadish nafsho v'tahar atzmo v'tikein deosov. Okay, so we had discussed how a Talmud Chacham acts and how he behaves everywhere from out in public and eating in restaurants and in the shuk, in the marketplace, to the way that he is intimate with his spouse and how often he's intimate with his spouse. And now the Rambam says that whoever acts in this way, not only would they be sanctifying their soul and purifying themselves, but they'll be perfecting their deos, their character. Not only that, but if they have children, their children will be pleasant, and they will be they'll be worthy of wisdom and of the next level of chassidut. If you remember, the Rambam's idea of a perfected person is called the chacham, and the person that goes even a step further from that middle ground of where they're perfect is called the pious person. So they will be both. His children will achieve both levels, most probably be because they'll see their parents acting in a perfected manner. But if you walk in the way of the rest of the world, which is just following your desires, so then what's going to happen is that your children will turn out like the rest of the world, and that would be a shame. Okay, going on to Perek Hei Halacha Vav. Tzniyus Gdola Noigim Tamidei Chachamim V'atzma. The Tamidei Chachamim would act with great modesty. Lo Yisbazu V'lo Yisgalu Roshan V'lo Gufam. They don't demean themselves by showing their heads to be bare or walking around not covering themselves. Right, so they always have their head covered, and they're always dressed modestly. Even when they go to the bathroom, they keep to modest dress. And until they're actually ready to relieve themselves, they don't get undressed. And they don't wipe themselves with their right hand. It's generally because most people put their tefillin on with their right hand. And they make sure that when they go to the bathroom, they're not near anybody else. And they go into the most inner chamber. In other words, they're not going to the bathroom in a public outdoor bathroom of the likes. They're going to the bathroom in a closed, modest place. And if they do go to the bathroom just on the other side of a fence, as I'd say, there's no way that they could get any more privacy than that. So then they make sure to be far enough from somebody so that if they make any sounds when they're going to the bathroom, they're not heard by anybody else. And if somebody is going to the bathroom in an open area, they do so in a way that they can't be seen when they get undressed. And a person shouldn't talk when they're going to the bathroom. And in the way that a person acts modestly during the day, so you might think that since it's dark at night, you don't have to act in the same type of way. So the answer is no, you should act that way at night also. And a person should train themselves that they go to the bathroom in the morning and the night, so that way they don't have to go a long distance. They didn't, back in the day, they didn't have bathrooms near everybody, so they would make sure they would have to travel far away to go to the bathroom. So you should train yourself to only have to do that in the morning and at night, to only have to go to the bathroom morning and night, so you're not troubled by having to travel to go to a bathroom during the day. Okay, Halacha Zayin. This is Perakei Halacha Zayin. Tamid Chacham Well, yeah, tzoik v'tzovach v'shas dibro k'behemos v'chayos. A Talmud Chacham shouldn't shout or shriek when they speak, like animals do, right? V'lo yagbia cholo b'yoter, and they shouldn't raise their voice more than necessary. Elo dibro b'nachas im kol abrios, but rather they should speak pleasantly with all with everybody. Okay, shidaber b'nachas, and they speak pleasantly. Yizayher shlo yisrachik ash yirak kedivrei gaser roch. They shouldn't seem like haughty, you know, higher than thou. Holier than now, so that you know they're separating themselves too much, but they should be speaking as one of the people. And they should be the first to greet people, so that way people enjoy being with them. That's the idea. And they should judge everybody favorably. They should speak with the praiseworthiness. They should praise their friend, and they should never speak derogatorily about their friend. They should love peace and chase after peace. If they see that their words are helping and they're being accepted, so he should say them. And if he sees that they're not, so he should be quiet. How so? A person should not try to calm his friend down when he's angry. That doesn't work. Most people, in a fit of passion or exuberance, they take a vow. They say, I'm not going to do this anymore. So telling a person to be more realistic, that's generally doesn't work. So you should wait until they calm down and then ask them if it was their vow was the wisest thing they've said. Okay, and you shouldn't try to calm somebody or to comfort somebody when their dead is literally lying in front of them, because a person can't really get closure until somebody is buried. Okay, in all types of situations like this, a person's words, though they see and they know that they're not going to be accepted, so then they should... they should keep them. Keep your mouth quiet and don't say anything. And you shouldn't look at your friend when they're like self-destructing, when something bad is happening to them. But you should look away. And a person should never like distort facts and lie. And a person shouldn't exaggerate or add details unless it's in the effort of making peace. Okay, what's the general principle that we're saying about how a Talmid Chacham talks? Talmid Chacham should only speak words of wisdom, or words of kindness, that they're doing something to help somebody else. And the person shouldn't speak to a woman in the marketplace, even if it's his wife or his sister or his daughter. I suspect that the idea behind this is in order to avoid suspicion, that people don't think that he's acting in a promiscuous fashion. Okay. Going on, we are now in Perek Hey of Hilchos Deos in Halacha Ches. A Talmid Chacham shouldn't walk with his back straight, with his head held high, right? Because that's sort of an arrogant way of walking. And a person also shouldn't walk like too short-stepped. You know, where they're walking like as if they're, you know, also like the highest in society. And you shouldn't run in a public area like crazy people do. And a person shouldn't walk, bow down in a way that people do. Rather, a person should be looking down like they do when they pray. And a person should walk in the marketplace as like somebody who's busy, right? But not running, but busy. Also, just in the way a person walks, like the Rambam had said before, you could recognize a chacham ubal deyahu o shote v'sacho. If a person is a wise person or he's foolish, that's something that's easily discernible in the way a person works. Right, by the way a person walks and carries himself, he informs people whether he's smart or a fool. Okay, on to Parak Hey of Chachos Deos, Halacha Tes. Malbush Tamil Chacham, Malbush Na'ev Naki. The clothing of a Tamil Chacham should be clean. And it should be attractive and it should be clean. And it's usher for a Talmud Chacham to have some sort of stain on his clothing. But he also shouldn't be wearing clothes that are like the clothes of a king with gold and that people stare at and say, wow, look at that person, look how he's dressed. And he shouldn't be wearing poor people's clothes that are shumavazas lovavshav. And he shouldn't wear poor people's clothes that people look at and is embarrassing. But rather clothes, like middle level clothes, just nice clothes that don't draw attention. Either way, draw attention because they're so nice or draw attention because they're so not nice. Your clothes shouldn't be transparent, right? You shouldn't be able to see the skin underneath them. And a person's clothing should not be clothing that is that drags on the floor behind them, like arrogant people dress. A person shouldn't fold their clothes in like a certain type of way, I guess, that showed arrogance, except unless it's on Shabbat and he doesn't have any other clothes to wear. Okay, a person shouldn't tie their shoes in a certain way. These were probably like more like the old level leather boots that we had. But if he's a poor person, he could do so in the rainy season. A person shouldn't go out perfumed or with cologne in the marketplace, okay, because that also draws attention. And not in clothes that are dipped in cologne or perfume. And he also shouldn't put things that make his hair smell in a certain way. But if he's putting, you know, some sort of like oil or perfume on to get rid of the sweat, you know, I guess today's version of fragrant deodorant, that would be okay. And a person also shouldn't go out alone at night. Unless he has a set time that everybody's aware of that he learns. And all these things that we talk about in terms of going out smelling nice and going out at night by yourself, all this is because of suspicion that people will think that you're involved in promiscuous activity. Okay. Going on to Halacha Yud. This is Perek Hei of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Yud. Talmid Chacham Mekalkel Dvar B'Mishpat. Okay, a person, Talmid Chacham, a wise person, right? That's the theme of this parak, of this chapter. It's talking about the actions of a Talmid Chacham and how a Talmid Chacham carries themselves. So they handle their financial matters in a judicious fashion, in a very careful way. He feeds and dresses his family, right? And he supports them according to what he can afford. He doesn't trouble himself too much. He doesn't build up expenses to the point where he's too troubled. A person should act, the Chachamim explained to us, a person should act with derech eretz, the way of the land. They shouldn't have meat unless it's you know, with an appetite to have meat. You shouldn't just have meat on the table. A person could eat meat just from Friday to Friday. He doesn't have to have meat every single day. But if he's a wealthy person and he can have meat every single day, that's fine. A person should always eat like a little less than his station in life allows. lefima mono v'yilbosh karoi lo v'yichabed ishto ban av yoter min aroi lo. But when he said so he should dress a little less than the station allows, and he should eat a little less than his station in life allows, but he should but what he should do is go to but he should treat his family in a greater way than his station allows. Okay. Okay. So now the going on to Halacha Yud Aleph. This is Perek Hey of Hilchos Deos. Perek Yud Aleph. Derech Balei Dea Shivu Lo Adam Malacha Mafarsemes Oso Tchila. Okay, so a sensible person, what they do is first they find work that that could support them. Vacharkach Yikneh Beis Dira. And then after, once they have work that can support them, then they go out and buy a place to live. Vacharkach Yisa Isha. And then, once they have a livelihood and they have a place that they can live, then they go out and get married. Shnemar Mi Isha Sher Nata Karen V'lo Chalo. Mi Isha Sher Bana Bayit Beis Chadash V'lo Chancho. Mi Isha Sher Aris Isha V'lo Chal. So as we see a series of psukim in the Torah that talk about man, that soldier that's about to go out to war, so list psukim, but in the order of the people that are excused from going to war, the list is first the person has a way of making a living, he has a vineyard, then it talks about buying a house, and then it talks about getting married. So that's the proper order of doing things, not putting yourself into debt by having a wife without a place to live and without a job. Of a hatipshin. But the Rambam says the stupid people, Machilam Lisa Isha, first they get married. V'acharkach im timsa yado yikne bayis. If they afterwards they see if they can afford it, they buy a house. V'acharkach v'sof yomov yichazel avakesh umnus v'yis paris min tzedakah. Then at the end of their days, they go out and they try to find a job, or they just live off of charity money. That's a stupid way of doing things. V'chein hu omar b'klos yisha tahres bayis tivnet karen tita. And then you see the exact opposite order is set forth in the punishments listed in the Torah. First, it talks about the fact that you're going to lose your wife, and then it talks about losing your house, and then it talks about losing your vineyard. Right. So if you do these things in the opposite fashion, so that you're going to find that your way is not being able to be successful. Right, so it talks about David HaMelech, and it says that everything he did was thoughtful, and therefore Hashem was with him. Okay, going on to Halacha Yud Beis. This is Perek Hey of Hilchos Deos. Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says as follows. He says, "Va'aser lo la'adam lahafkir o lahaktish kol nechasav v'yatriach al abrios." Okay, a person cannot make all his stuff ownerless, and be then to have nothing, no possessions, and have to live off everybody else and trouble everybody else to help it. Lo yimchor sada v'ikne bayis v'lo bayis v'ikne metatlin o yaseh scharo b'dmei beiso. And he shouldn't sell a field and then buy a house, because then he won't have a way of making a living anymore. The field is where he grew things. Or sell a house and buy goods that he can go ahead and sell. Or using the money that he sold his house for in order to try to build up capital in order to make a living, because then you won't have a place to live. But he can sell objects and then buy a field with it, because that grounds himself in a way of making a living. Right. So the general rule is that a person should always improve their ability to make money, and to exchange temporary things for permanent things. And a person should never think to themselves that they should try to make a quick buck so that they'll have money right now, and then set themselves up in a bad way going forward. Okay. So that I think is where we're going to have to stop. Actually, yeah, I think we're not going to be able to finish Halacha Yud Gimel on time if we started. So let's stop here. So this parak, until this last halacha here was how Talmud Chacham, who is supposed to be the optimal person in terms of living, should act, and that is an important lesson for all of us. Have a great day.